This webcast is made possible in part by support from the listener members of the Classical Network, WWFM and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support.
Welcome to Sounds Choral, a program that seeks to present the vast body of choral repertoire in a way that is intelligible, relevant, entertaining, and uplifting. I'm your host, Amanda Quist, Chair and Associate Professor of Conducting at Westminster Choir College. On today's program, I thought it would be exciting to explore the Bach motets and some of the famous ensembles who have recorded them. There are many, many choirs who have recorded at least one of these incredible pieces. This is just a snapshot of a few of those. I think my favorite album cover for these is that of John Elliott Gardner, conductor of the Monteverdi Choir, where you see a man trying to walk a tightrope. Performing these pieces is very much like that for the singers, especially. There are so many decisions that go into these performances, such as tempi, acoustic, and articulation. Most of the motets were written for funerals, but the music found within is a great mix of sorrow and exuberant joy. I would like to showcase a few of today's most famous recordings of these incredible works and include one movement from a cantata from an ensemble that also bears mentioning. Let's begin with probably the most famous of the motets, Singet dem Herrn. Set for double choir, this piece can be performed a cappella, with a continuo group, or with doubling instruments. In the case of this recording, we hear strings and winds doubling each choir respectively, performed by the Collegium Vocal Gent, conducted by Philippe Herrevega.
Thank you. Thank you.
We've been listening to Bach's famous motet Singet dem Herrn, as heard here by Collegium Vocal Ghent, conducted by Philippe Hervega. Today on Sounds Choral, we are exploring the motets of Bach. Let's shift now to the highly expressive Comme Jesu Comme, performed here by Bach Collegium Japan, conducted by Masaki Suzuki, performed with Continuo Group. We've been listening to the Bach Collegium Japan, as conducted by Masaki Suzuki, in performance of J.S. Bach's Kom Jesu Kom. A few years ago, fellow WWFM Sounds Choral host Gabriel Crouch brought a choir from Leipzig, Germany, the Kalmus Ensemble, to partner in his performance of Bach's motets with the Princeton Glee Club. I had not previously heard of this group, but what a treat to hear them live in the Trinity Episcopal Church here in Princeton. Let's listen to a bit of Kalmus singing their version of the first movement of Bach's Cantata No. 12, Weinen, Klagen, Sorgen, Sagen, the meaning of which is weeping, lamenting, worrying, and fearing. Let's enjoy this performance by Kalmus Ensemble Leipzig. Thank you. We've been listening to Leipzig-based ensemble Kalmus in their performance of the first movement of Bach's cantata, number 12, Weinenklagen, Sorgen, Zagen. Shifting to one of the slightly less known motets, J.S. Bach's Der Geist hilft, here is a performance by the Monteverdi Choir conducted by John Elliott Gardner. Also for double choir, Gardner's performance is full of forward momentum and sensitive treatment of text.
Oh.
As we continue our survey of Bach motets today on Sounds Choral here on WWFM, we've just been listening to John Elliott Gardner and the Monteverdi Choir's performance of Bach's Der Geist hilft. Within this set of motets, Bach's Jesu meine Freude stands alone in its compositional style. Set for five voices in 11 movements, Bach makes use of varying textures in this chorale motet, setting each verse of the chorale in a different way. Today, we will play several movements for you, performed here by Musica Amphion and Gesualdo Consort Amsterdam.
Thank you.
Today on Sounds Choral, we are surveying the Bach motets and one first movement of a Bach cantata as we explore the different ensembles that have recorded these celebrated works. One of the lesser-known motets, and debatably that of Bach, is Jauchzet dem Herrn, a paraphrase of Psalm 100. This is possibly an adaptation by Bach, the first movement of which might be based on a now-lost composition by Telemann, the second on the chorus Nun lob mein Seel den Herren, which is Bach's BWV number 28, and the third section of which may be from Telemann's Lobt Gott, which is a cantata for the first day of Christmas. This motet for double choir, which is in some of the publications that include all of Bach's motets, may or may not entirely be by Bach, but nonetheless, it is filled with joy and it's wonderful to listen to. Let's listen to a recording by North German Figaro Chor, conducted by Jörg Straube.
Thank you.
We've just been listening to a performance of Bach's Jauchze dem Herrn, around which there is some controversy as to whether it was actually written by Bach or in part by Telemann, but nonetheless, a wonderful motet as a part of his collection. Sounds Choral is produced at the studios of WWFM, the Classical Network, David Olsenberg, producer. I'm your host, Amanda Quist, Chair and Associate Professor of Conducting at Westminster Choir College. You can listen to any recent Sounds Choral program by going to our website, wwfm.org, and clicking on Classical and Webcasts. You can also support programming like this with a donation in membership at our website. Let's close today's program as we explore on Sounds Choral the Bach motets with another of the famous works, Lobet den Herrn. Unlike many of the others, this is not set for double choir, but just four-part SATB chorus. A setting of Psalm 117, this delightful setting includes two fugues, a slightly more homophonic section, and the joyful Alleluia. One of my favorite moments in this motet is in the Den Seine Gnade middle section when Bach paints the word Ewigkeit, which means forever or eternal, with a simple, long-held note. Enjoy this athletic rendition of Lobet den Herrn performed by John Elliott Gardner and the Monteverdi Choir. Thanks so much for listening. Sounds Choral is an exclusive production of the award-winning Classical Network and WWFM.org.